The last time London's West End Theater District was shut down was World War II, during the Blitz, when German bombs were falling on the city. After more than 2 months of London theaters in the dark during this pandemic, there's still no sign the curtains will be raised anytime soon. From London, the world's Orla Barry has our story.
One day more, another day, another destiny, this never-ending road to Calvary.
Les Mis, the longest-running musical in history, has played every week on London's West End for 35 years. But for 8 weeks now, the theatre has been dark, and the show's producer, Cameron McIntosh, is not convinced it will run again this year.
The truth is, until social distancing doesn't exist anymore, we can't even plan to reopen. I think we won't be able to come back till early next year. That's my fear.
Theatres all over London shut their doors March 16th. Producer Nika Burns co-owns 6 theatres in the West End. She was at a preview of her new show, City of Angels, when she heard the news.
And we were already all in their costumes, and we heard that we couldn't play. And audiences were arriving wanting to come, and we had to turn them away. It was almost unimaginable that this could happen.
That same night, Burns says she took a walk through the West End neighbourhood.
And I walked around the theatres and said goodbye to them. And I made a decision that I would keep my lights on. And I rang up Cameron McIntosh, who owns the two next door, said, will you keep your lights on? And he said, oh, darling, marvellous idea. So we kept our lights on just to remind everybody that we would be back.
Scottish actor Nuff McKeown landed the role of Otto in a Tom Stoppard play called Leopoldstadt. It was his West End debut.
And part of me was very, very sad because I love the people I'm working with at the minute. I'm working with a massive cast and I just love them. Like, we're all very close.
That night, McKeown and the rest of the cast went out for drinks. He says it felt like a wake. A few days later, they all met up over Zoom to chat about work.
We're also sharing information going, has anyone else lost a taste of, sense of taste and smell? Is anybody else feeling this, feeling that? Everybody raised their hands and we're like, right, so we've all had it. We've all passed it around each other.
Nearly all the cast had contracted the coronavirus. They've recovered, but like McKeown, most of the actors have received no income since March. A financial support scheme for the self-employed in the UK comes into effect in June, but many are not eligible. Which is why many theatres in London are closely watching what's happening in South Korea.
Sold!
And to
Andrew Lloyd Webber's Phantom of the Opera reopened in Seoul in April. Sharon Kasif, producer of Phantom's World Tour, says audience members have to take precautions.
When people come into the theatre, they have to sanitise their hands. People have their temperature taken. They try and automate the doors where possible. People wear masks. And if an usher sees somebody take their mask off, they'll go and point their torch at them like they do if they were using their phone and ask them to put their mask on.
But Kasif admits that for the cast, it's a different matter.
We haven't altered the way the show is run. You can't have social distancing backstage when you're in dressing rooms, when you're being fitted with wigs, when you're having your makeup done.
She says cast members are asked to contact the company's doctor if they feel unwell. Kasif believes the West End in London and Broadway in New York could both follow South Korea's lead if they had proper testing in place. One of Nika Burns' musicals, Everybody's Talking About Jamie, has started rehearsals in South Korea. Burns is hoping she can reopen shows in the West End later this year. But social distancing, she says, in a theatre, that's not going to happen.
Economically, it just doesn't work out. The question for me then is, what can we do to allow people, once they're in the building, to sit next to each other in a safe way?
Burns says she doesn't know the answer to that question just yet. And she says she's frustrated that the UK government doesn't seem too concerned about the future of the West End.
No, I don't. And I find that quite shocking, given that one of our greatest exports worldwide are our theatre shows. I just don't understand how the word theatre has not popped up anywhere, or the word culture. Nowhere.
For now, the lights may be on, but the West End remains closed down, and no one can say when the show will go on. For The World, I'm Orla Barry in London.